Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. This is one of the most appreciative times of the show for our ability to control the temperature in this environment, because temperature control is one of the most important resources one could have. I know you agree. And if you agree, then DFH Company is definitely the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can even look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you ask about their Mitsubishi Mini Split, like we use here at the studio, for that hard to heat or hard to cool room in your home. Also, Mitsubishi is offering a $500 rebate on its multi-zone systems. It's a win-win. Again, 968, and that rebate lasts through June. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
I'm sure they appreciate that. Also, want to remind people it's playoff time. If you've been watching the games last two nights, last night felt playoffy. Felt kind of normal, man. It felt good kind of watching some ball. But I want to remind people, big stakes, bigger promotions. It's time to hammer the over and score some cash. DraftKings Sportsbook's giving you a chance to lower the over-under on a featured playoff game. All players who place bet on a featured game will have a hand in lowering the over-under for that game. That's right. For every 1,500 players. Do you got Coach Davenport on hold while I'm doing this? Mother of God. This is terrible. This is pressure.
Put the pressure on it.
No, I'm doing it. Coach, you ready for this? That's right. For every 1,500 players who bet the over-under on select game, the over-under will drop by 1 point. Every bettor who hammers the over in the featured game helps to lower the game's over-under. The best part is that even when the line lowers, the odds remain even money. That's right. You can double your money hammering the over. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So what do we want you to do? Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL when you sign up to hammer the over. Is Coach still on the line? Okay, he's still there. For every 1,500 people that bet the over on the featured game, the line will decrease by 1 point. Yes, this is your chance to improve the odds of hitting the over. So tell your friends and family, this is a team effort. Hammer the over and improve your odds for doubling your money. That's promo code WLCL for a limited time only. DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. Max $25 wager. One per customer. Offer ends 5/23/21. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you develop a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Coach Davenport, thanks for joining us today on 93.9. What is going on, Coach?
Marcus. You know, I got to be the luckiest guy ever. I'm on the air with you and Steve. Steve, don't be linking me to a gambling stream. Don't do that.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
No,
Coach. Only like twice you said, Coach, I'm still on the line. Don't do that.
I know. I'm like, look, gambling. Like, I couldn't have done anything worse except did a non-compliance read or something. And like, hey, we got Coach Davenport. All right, welcome in. I know. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Marcus, I appreciate you, man. I just got off the phone talking to Reese Gaines. Now I'm talking to Marcus Maben. Give me that backcourt, man, and we'll go play anybody, anytime, anywhere.
Coach, did you do that on purpose?
No. Reese just called me.
No, here's the problem, Coach. I have this co-host who is just like his favorite person on the planet is Reese Gaines.
Yeah, probably favorite player.
He's never gotten to meet Reese Gaines. He's never gotten to talk with Reese Gaines.
Went out of town, Coach, and guess who come in? Reese Gaines. Well, yeah, so that's good.
It sounds like a man crush.
Right, that's exactly what
little
it is,
bit,
Coach.
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Okay, so Reese is doing good. Reese is doing good, of course.
Yeah, we talked. We talked basketball, man. It's when you look at Reese from Madison, Wisconsin, to Louisville, to Coach Crum, to Coach Pitino, to being a lottery pick, to NBA, to Europe, to coaching at Bellarmine, coach at Eastern, coach with the Spurs, his view is quite broad. It really is quite.
I did see him kind of adjusting, and like I noticed, the older he got, the more he'd like to talk about the details, and his, you could see his appreciation for all the details of basketball just grow year after year every time I talk to him.
Well, you know, one of the things we've talked about, Marcus, and I'm gonna bare my soul a little bit about me. When Reese quit playing, he went to Coach Pitino, and you know, their staff was so deep and just numbers. And
right.
He said, honestly, you ought to go to Scott. He said, you're going to really get a lot more out of it. You go to him. And Coach called me, said, hey, Scotty, I just told Reese to call you, man. He's going to call you. I said, well, thanks. And Reese walked in here, and I said, well, Reese, we'll do it. He needed 6 hours. I said, you're going to go get your degree this semester or we're not going to do it. And he did. Got him right away.
That's awesome.
Oh. And then when he came here, and Coach Pitino, to this day, laughs at me. Because I said, Reese, you know, this is Division II basketball. Here, you're not going to just be a recruiter. If you're going to be a basketball coach. And if I put the laundry from the washer to the dryer, you can too. And if I'm breaking down an underneath out of bounds play, you can break down the side out of bounds play.
Right.
You can too. You're going to be a basketball coach.
Right.
You're not just, y'all, you're going to recruit. We're all going to recruit.
Right. No. Okay. Well, Coach, speaking of teaching the game, a little bit of teaching going on at Bellarmine.
Oh, it is. You know, honestly, Marcus, our players come back on June the 6th, a Sunday. We start basketball camp. That's what you're referring to.
Yep.
Mm. We'll have 5 weeks starting June 7th. We have 3 weeks in June. Then 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks, 2 weeks of July. We'll be recruiting every week. But here's my point. It, for me, Reese and I are talking about this. It's such a great time. We're allowed 8 hours of countable athletic-related activities. Over, we got designated 8 weeks.
Right.
And that can be on the court, in the weight room, you know, for each, conditioning, et cetera. But you know what, Marcus? It's pure. I'm not rehashing the last game. We're not going about that next opponent. It's pure, make you and this group the best they can be. And what I think, it's incredible coaching during that time.
Let me ask you this, Coach. When you delegate those things, what is your pie chart as far as off season? Is it do you get more out of the individual, you know, focus? Do you get more out of the changing of your body? Like what's your kind of your just general?
Those would be the big division. Now, what we try to encourage is when they are playing, and this is what internal leadership's all about. Then when they're playing without us, it's got to mimic like we're there.
Uh-huh.
And that's the key. I mean, they're going to play pickup games, Marcus. You played them. I mean, you might be the greatest I've ever seen. Well. But it must mimic the way you're going to play in the season, or that would be like studying math to take an English test. That'd be stupid.
Yeah, I did a lot of stupid summer style basketball, but it's so much funner, Coach.
But see, that then you're really practicing what the way you're going to play both ends of the court. And now you're enhancing your learning. But it's their bodies are a key. But we've been doing this since, you know, the 1 week after the season ended.
Uh-huh.
And then with this 8 weeks. But, Marcus, when we bring up basketball camp, they can't wait to get back.
Mm.
Like, we had a Zoom, and they were just, I got off the Zoom, and they just stayed on or just cutting it up with each other, and they're just, you know, and it's, but here's why. 6:30 to 8:30, over that 8 weeks, they'll be in the weight room and on the court, 8:30 to 9 breakfast. During the camp weeks, 9 to 4 camp. That's boys 7 to 12 years old. And then 4 to 6 back on the court. That's their 11 and a half hour day.
Hmm.
That's it. So if Marcus Maven needs to block out better, in other words, from a fundamental standpoint, he needs to go make contact with the offensive player, not let the offensive player come to him.
Right.
Like, he needs to fundamentally be better. What do you think you're going to teach during camp, Marcus?
Definitely blocking out.
That's right. Because if I'm going to teach these kids, man, I better know how to do it myself. That's right.
Coach, it almost feels like sometimes there's added pressure. Like, you don't think about it, but these kids will ask you, why don't you play more? They'll, you know, that they're brutally honest, and you're like, well, I probably need to start blocking out a little better.
Thank you, Marcus. Right. Marcus, so, my undergrad degree was in psychology.
so you get that picture that I'm painting too. It's like the added pressure from having to perform for these kids the right way.
Oh, I've got a guy that doesn't finish well at the rim. He's going to teach inside offensive moves.
Right.
Because if I'm going to teach him, I better know what I'm teaching.
Okay, Coach, I just wanted to make sure you give out where everybody can sign up for the camps and all that good stuff, too, so before
okay.
I forget.
Marcus, our staff, Doug and Bo and Al and Scooter, now all you've got to do, BellarmineBasketballCamp.com, and you're in. Now, you notice I named all four of them. You think I came up with all that BellarmineBasketball.com myself?
Look, you hire good people around you, Coach.
No, it's BellarmineBasketballCamp.com. 3 weeks in June, 2 in July. We've got discounts for teams, families, groups. You know, because these young 7 to 12-year-olds now, man, they need this.
Mm.
And if we can get 3 or 4 off a team or a 10 off a team, like, let them come in. They have been deprived, and they miss so much. Let's go. We're all vaccinated. We met with the health department in April. Nick Hart, one of their top guys. We're ready to go. We're ready to go.
Well, let me ask you this, Coach. I know we like to do macro moments. You know, I guess you and I are as bad as anybody about it. This time last year, did you feel like you would be at this point this year?
You mean from our transition to Division One, or
both? Losing the year to transition, because again, talking to you last year around this time, and you know, trying to get prepared for a season, you had 1,001 things changing every single day. Are you feeling like some kind of calm, you know, because things are more predictable now, or kind of like, you know, how's your plan? How do you feel like you executed your plan?
Okay, so let's make one of the most difficult transitions in all of sports, go Division II to Division I. Oh, yeah, let's do that during a worldwide pandemic, too. I mean, you know, just add that to it. They were not able to come back. And to compare this year, again, I said they're going to be here June the 6th. They were not able to come here until July the 5th last year. Our first meeting ever last year was in the front parking lot of Knights Hall. And we're all spread out all over the parking lot. I'm literally having to yell. And they're getting in their cars. And we had to motorcade out to be tested. And then they had to lock down until those come back. And then with what we were limited to, we literally had 3 weeks.
Mm.
And then they get back on campus. And they're going to be doing virtual classes. But we're trying to make a transition into Division I. We're going to open up on the 10th of November at UCLA. Well, we all know the status of California back last November.
Right.
So then that transferred, and now we'll open up at Duke. But their perseverance, if you just fast forward, you know, through the course of that journey, and all of a sudden, the last Saturday of the conference, we're playing on national TV for the conference championship in Freedom Hall. And there's not a ticket to be held. You know, and I know we were cut back to 2,700, and there was people walking away who'd been turned away. And you know me, I think everybody should be allowed in, but I'm upset that maybe a fan got mad.
Right.
And I was told, no. You know what they were saying when they were turned away? They were arguing, I told you we should have got the tickets early.
look, it's disappointing, but at the same time, you could take this solace and at least they wanted to be here.
You know, and then they'd be going to the college basketball invitational, the CBI, mm-hmm. to go to Daytona and play. That whole journey, when I look back, and then they're so eager to get back here now, it's one I'll never forget. I will never forget. Oh, never.
Okay, Coach.
Go ahead. Have I looked forward to being different? Yes, to answer your question, yes.
Okay, well, one more before I get you out of here. You can give me the short version, or you can punt on this question. One piece of advice that you'd give Quinn Cieslinski.
Get in shape.
Okay, Coach, get one more time. Bellarmine.
BellarmineBasketballCamp.com.
Get back to it. I'm sure you're going 1,000 miles an hour. I appreciate you taking the time to call on in, Coach.
Steve, Marcus, y'all are the best. Thank you both. Y'all stay healthy, stay safe, partner. Absolutely. Let me know if I can do anything.
For sure.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
Coach Scott Davenport of the Bellarmine Knights, just getting in shape.
Getting in shape.
Well, we're going to have a little bit of that conversation.
In shape, young fella.
Let's take our last commercial break, Steve. When we come back, I want to know what you think is going to happen. How's this going to play out?
Well, and I think people might be surprised. I don't know if they'll be surprised or not, but I'm ready to have this conversation.
Midday with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour plus a $175 weekly bonus for some shifts. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook has supercharged its iOS app. Download the update today from the Apple App Store and see the difference for yourself. Must be 21 or over to play. Playable only in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And speaking of a New York state of mind.
That was a good call.
Get that real quick, Steve.
Well, you were, that was such a good transition.
I screwed it up.
But it's okay. We'll get back to
it. You were late.
No, I know. That's fair. This is my fault. But I can't let it go back. And or I can't let it go by without saying thanks to Adam and his staff for dropping off Wing Zone Catering to the ESPN Louisville studios. Try the ESPN Louisville special, 10 boneless wings, wedges, and a drink for $9.39.
Yes.
Just mention ESPN Louisville. That's good 7 days a week. Or try the $9 lunch specials. I tell you all the time. I'm telling you, if you took 10 bucks in there, you got 10 boneless Parmesan garlic wings, wedges, and a drink, you would get full. $9.39. Man, that's awesome. Two locations, Hikes Point and the Poplar Level Road at Quarry Center. I think, am I saying that right, Brian? That's your neck of the world. Oh, sorry. You're fine.
Right. That's kind of. Okay, New York state of mind, Steve.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Quinn Cieslinski.
Callers 8150-939 is the number. Texters 3831-939. Quinn Szczelinski chooses Iona. What is your first reaction? What's that group? Get out, Stephen. What's your first reaction, Steve?
Just look important. I don't know. It's like, I don't know who you are, but looked important. First reaction, tremendous choice from Quinn Szczelinski.
Really?
Yeah. Tremendous. Oh. Ooh. Something tells me they're okay. But no, just tremendous tremendous choice. I told you I'm not going to do it, but I'm going to do it. I don't even know why I said I'm not going to do it, because that's immediately what I'm going
to
do.
Because you knew if you didn't do it, I was going
to
do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You saw the look in my face. I'm like, okay, if you don't want to, don't.
I love, for one, I really like Quinn. So
yeah, we wanted Quinn
I'm
succeed.
Going to root for him. If he goes to Houston, which he posted like some on his Instagram, and he was at Houston last week, so I was like, oh, he's probably going to go to Houston. I was like, well, whatever, you know. This is a place I can keep up with him. I can cheer for him. He's very well liked amongst his peers. But I know why he's not here. And it's fair with playing time and with how things were going, you know. Right. So the reason I say it's great for him up there. Do I think he's a little slow to play for Rick? Yes. Now, here's where I go. Do I think there's not a player on planet Earth? And this is why I thought Aiden should have thought about it. Or, I don't know. Maybe Rick didn't want Aiden. But there's not going to be a player on planet Earth that's going to get more leeway under Rick Pitino than Quinn Szczelinski. Now, hear me out.
Don't use leeway. More personal attention.
That's a good point. That's a good word. That's a good word. I guess I was going from the, like, something tells me he may be able to mess up a couple more times than anybody else, but personal attention is better.
He's going to be more of a pet project.
Rick Pitino is going, and Rick Pitino may be one of the, he's one of the best ever. May be the best ever at individual instruction.
Right.
He is going to put every ounce of energy into Quinn Szczelinski. Because if he can turn Quinn Szczelinski into an all-conference player, and I don't think Coach Pitino has any personal issue with Coach Mac. Mm-hmm. I don't think it has nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. Coach Mac said he called Coach Pitino. They talked.
Right.
I don't – I do think there's – but here's
the competitive, problem. Steve.
There's still the portion of Rick Pitino that's like, if I could turn that guy in there.
You think
Rick can, in circles, Rick can sit there now and he can say, I'd have took every team he had to the Final Four. If you'd have gave me Quinn Szczelinski. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to do it. You know,
I know. But it's always the, our Jordan year, we were going to make our run to the Elite Eight.
Yeah, right. Which is what, I mean, in that year, it's so, you know, again, he gets a first-round loss. And I'm like, when you see Jordan, like, you think Jordan could have carried you to a nice little run there? You know, yeah, it could have happened. And I don't even want to say carry. Like, it was a good team. I mean, Steve is at the highest level overseas right now, dominating. Like,
right.
He's like an all-star, right. You know, like, no, and I know, go ahead and laugh.
We talk about it all the time.
Okay.
We got labeled with a first-round knockout on that.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like.
The COVID year, yeah.
And I can't say, but like I said, I mean, I could say, okay, well, no, I'm labeling him with an Elite Eight run because mm-hmm. I think that team was good. I think that for Quinn, and I don't know if that he understands that part of it.
Does he know
or not
that he is going to be? I mean, Bob said somebody called him from Iona to ask what he thought about Quinn.
Well, I mean, you only would give a glowing review.
Yeah, my point is that wasn't Quinn strategizing like who would have the most to gain with my success. You know what, Rick Pitino, let me go up there. It was. I don't think it was like that. It was. Let's reach out to this Quinn kid.
Yeah. I mean, it's well, and Quinn is the one of the transfers that we said. We were like, he's probably worthy of
I say Power Five, but I also mean AAC, you know, Big East, or whatever. In basketball, it's a little different. I was like, no, he
can play where somebody needs him.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah,
I mean, he's a good player. I mean, like last year, I mean, there was times he played a good role.
And I want people to know this: with Quinn, you have to factor in the age of his competition, not just his skill set. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because if Matt Cross and JJ Traynor were the same class as Quinn, mm-hmm. then I don't even think he transfers. I think he competes.
Right.
But the fact that they're younger puts you in a position like, if they beat me out,
yeah.
I'll never see the floor again.
And then you look at the next class.
Right.
Like, well, what's he recruiting? Tay Davis. Another wing guy, Rodney Rice, another wing guy. You know, these are the guys he's – even though that Virginia Tech hire, oh, man, that might have been a little bit of a gut punch to us. They hired DeMathis, head coach.
Wow.
That one might have been that's still
Pegues' stomping ground, though. So.
It is. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that worried me about Rice because I would have bet everything I had we got Rodney Rice. And I was like
– So point being, the Quinn thing – the age was more of the emergency. Hey, I need to really. I can't miss. And like I said, Quinn has the ability to get a whole hell of a lot better.
Oh yeah,
he hadn't scratched the surface.
No, I think Quinn can be very, very good.
Again, like I said, I just think that Quinn, that age, man. If it's close and a guy's younger.
Of course, the people that were making fun of your sound of talking about Quinn goes up to Iona and balls out. That'll be the same people. It's going to be like, ha ha, Louisville fan.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But the Bear gave you your props too.
But of course, that turns into, oh, Coach Matt can't, you know. Yeah, like it's never in the story, but I agree with
right,
you.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be waiting to watch Quinn, you know, start doing his thing.
Because I think he will. The thing is Rick can do – Coach Pitino can do the – he's a Hall of Famer. He can hide Quinn's deficiencies. And he's one of the best coaches in the college basketball game, man.
Ever.
Look, do I love Coach Mack? Yes. Do I think Coach Mack is going to be very, very good here? Yes. Is Rick Pitino maybe better at this point in time? Maybe, like probably.
Coach everywhere.
He's one of the best coaches in college basketball. He's going to hide Quinn's deficiencies. He went to a Final Four playing Cal Kirk at the four.
Darren, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, guys. Before I get to my humble pie part, you guys were talking about dunk earlier. You know, I'm an old school guy, but nobody dunked like Darryl Griffith. The two that stick out the most to me was in the NCAA tournament to go to the Final Four in 1980. The big roundhouse dunk he did just past the free throw line and just like to tore the rim plumb off. And then the lob pass to him in the lane when he caught the ball at his chest and went back over his head at St. John. Both of these dunks were on the road.
But did he dunk on somebody?
Oh, he dunked all five guys for St. John's, Marcus. Come on, dude. He was in the lane, bro, on a live pass from Jerry Eve. It was unreal. And then the Eric Sullivan sideline dunk where he dunked sideways over Florida State at Florida State was a mean dunk.
That was a nice one. Yep. That was awesome. I do know about that one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, hey, listen, Marcus, Steve, I love you guys both, but I made a fool of myself last night on LSL. I just absolutely lost my mind. That Pat 40 thing just, God of mercy, had me boiling. And then when you gave Vince a call a while ago, I had a little couple of boiling pops of water. I was like, no, just leave it alone. You gave Vince, he's a basketball fan, just drop it. You're getting older now, just be cool. So you gave in. You're all right with me. That's all right. Even when Marcus said he's my guy. But anyway, but I'll be quick. I just basically want to get on here. And thank you so much, Marcus, for letting me do this. But throughout the names I wasn't able to throw out last night. It was Drew Diener. I forget. There was a couple of others I can't remember, but you know who you are. I apologize to you, but the only one correction I want to make is when Pat Jagger got on the air last night and said I got mad when I called Mark Ennis and Luke Hancock yesterday. That is absolutely not true. Pat Jagger got back on the phone with me. He said, hey, man, they can't take your call. I said, well, that's fine. That's cool. No problem. And he said, well, just call back later. I said, okay, no problem. Just as nice and cordial as be. But he got on the air and said last night I got mad about it, which absolutely ain't true. But I do want to apologize to the people that I did lose my mind on last night, everybody except Pat Forty. So thank you so much for letting me do this, and I sure appreciate it. And
no,
you guys don't. Go ahead, Marcus.
No, I was going to say, clearing your plate is always a good feeling.
We know definitely little things. It's like, well, it may not mean nothing to somebody else, but it's nice to get it off your chest, man. So I'm glad you got to do that.
It was 5 years of emotion from the NCAA to the Courier Journal. I was just lashing out at everybody. I just lost my mind, and that's not me. My mom called me about 8:30 last night. She said, what are you doing? I said, what are you talking about? About three of my sisters called me and said, you made a fool of yourself on the radio last night. I was like, no. So after that, I was like, man, I got to call somebody to let me apologize on the air. Marcus Mavis, Steve Hermit, and Brian Hall were the first three people to come to my mind. So I appreciate it very much, guys.
Absolutely, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I'm glad you... Like I said, glad you cleared your conscience on that one.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But, Steve.
We got an update in about 4 minutes, just ahead.
All right.
Okay.
All right. What is it, PGA update?
PGA Championship.
Steve, we looked at the good side of it. Or Quinn can go up there and get ran off in a day. Quinn can get ran out of Iona so fast, Steve, it'll make your hands spin. Rick ran off some of the most athletic dog spirit people that you ever seen in your life, Steve.
Whew. Yeah, he could, man.
He could have no idea. Like, again, I complain sometimes because I thought, Coach, you got to step up the condition level on him. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. Again, my ideal basketball player is a little, you know, skinnier, long-muscled, strong, but long, you know, kind of long-muscled, slim. Like, I'm not used to seeing the extra stuff on the hips and the sides and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Quinn, David, you know what I'm saying? Like, Jay, I'm used to Jalen's and JJ's all over the place, mm-hmm. And Josh Nickelberry's,
yep.
And I mean, even
Darius,
mm-hmm. Charles Menlin was a little chunky to me, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm used to looking at more conditioned.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about Darius as looking a little more Rick Pitino-ish.
Oh, no, I'm just, no, yeah, yeah, I'm yeah, saying yeah. I'm used to those body types, you know, mm-hmm. a lot more, you know? So, and Rick is like the king of that, you know, yeah. the body. What is Quinn's body fat going to be to Rick? He is going to say, boy, you are. What is he going to say to Quinn when he measures his body fat?
Steve? Yeah.
He's going to.
Well, I mean, he's immediately going
to
be in the gym.
To Rick, he's going to say, you are a tub of Jell-O. In Rick's world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rick would have said, Menlin, David, all y'all.
Yeah.
drop 25 immediately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quinn could say, you're insane.
Yeah.
I hope Rick gets a hold of Quinn before Quinn actually signs his paperwork, Steve. Because Quinn... If Quinn gets a couple workouts before he has officially signed his paperwork, Steve.
Yeah.
He might just, oh, this is insane.
Listen, and that's possible, but I am rooting for him, man. I hope he does well up there. I think it's a good fit personality wise.
Can Quinn Cizinski handle Rick Pitino?
I think so. I mean, he was a little bit of a hard nose, like deceivingly hard nosed. He talked a little trash. I mean, I think he'll be fine.
And you talking about talking trash and talking back.
I know. Pitino's going to get mad at him. He might have to run the treadmill.
No. But him being a talker, Pitino does like that. He does like the highlight. I think he's like Coach Mack.
That's what feedback. I said. Yeah.
I think they're a lot alike where they're confrontational kind of.
I think Iona's a good level for Quinn, though. I think he can succeed there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think he's. I think he comes in as one of the more talented guys.
That's what I mean. I mean, yeah, I think he'll. This is what Quinn wants.
Yeah. I mean, no. I totally think. I mean, I think he. You bring in Quinn Cizinski to a place like Iona. I mean, he's. I mean,
Quinn's
starter,
four-star player. You know,
right. Yeah, let's not forget.
Yeah, that's a pretty good player.
Let's not forget. Yeah, he's a legit four-star. He's gonna show up on the. He's gonna show up on the list instantly.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Five seconds.
Okay,
let's do it. Let's PGA. Do it.
Westwood One Sports presents this special report on the 103rd PGA Championship, sponsored by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877 Ask Dell. First round at the second major of the year in the Ocean Course at Kiawah Island is already showing its teeth. Bryson DeChambeau, starting on the back nine, made four straight bogeys at 13, 14, 15, and 16. He's two over par, six off the lead. Abraham Answer, top 20 in the world. He tees off next hour and says, "You must be precise or you will pay."
It doesn't matter if you're actually hitting it well. You can still miss a lot of greens because of the wind. And the target is really small. You have to be really good with a short game, really sharp, some tight lies, but the grass is, it's awesome. It's just a raw golf course, and I really enjoy that.
Keegan Bradley, the PGA champ from 10 years ago, has sole possession of the lead, 4-under through 11. Rory McIlroy, the winner of the last PGA played at Kiawah in 2012, he's 1-over, 5-back. I'm Ted Emrick, Westwood One Sports.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. As always, 8150 939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. This is something I was supposed to do. I was supposed to do in the very opening of the show. We kind of got sidetracked. This is not a very important conversation, but I want to have it, Steve. I want to paint this picture of something I saw this morning. Actually, what I saw is probably why I didn't have the lights cut off. You can go ahead and grab there, Brian. Is probably why I didn't have the lights cut off.
Okay,
Steve. You come down the ramp when you're coming into the garage, right?
Absolutely.
I want to know, is this just me? Basically, the question I'm asking y'all is, how much do you trust technology? Okay, what I'm asking is, we're going to use the bar for an example. The slide your card by the lift, you know, your car, whatever.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about the door. You ever see those people who drive up on the door really fast when it's opening up?
I know.
And you're like, do you know that if that door don't open, you're literally going to crash straight into that door.
I know.
You see people pushing that all the time, right? I saw a dude come underneath the door. He dropped his keys out the window on accident, right underneath the door. He got out of his car. Went and grabbed.
Like where the door could come back down?
Yes.
It's like, no way.
Yes. Yeah. He got out of his car and got his keys. Like the keys kind of like were, you know, a few feet back or whatever, right? And I'm watching it and I'm like, you got out of your car under. And here's the thing. He's probably right because it usually, we got Jeff Greer out there. You're going to grab that real quick. Does Jeff Greer not have a key yet?
Does he not have a key? Let's find out.
You
he's not a very big deal.
He doesn't have a key. He's knocking.
You want to go grab him real quick, y'all? Okay.
He's knocking on the door.
We got you, Jeff. So, Steve, he gets out of his car.
Yeah.
And gets the keys.
Right.
And then gets back in his car and drives off. I don't trust that thing.
No, there's no way.
I'd have been under that thing a minute. I purposely drive past the arm gates fast because don't you have daily thoughts of that arm coming crashing down on your car?
I mean, not really daily thoughts about that happening, but I do like, I'm not a, I'm like, go all the way up and then I'll try.
You don't speed by
like,
assuming.
When I pull out of the garage, I'm like, okay, let me make sure the door goes up. Like, yeah. Like, I'm not going with the door, you know?
Right.
Yeah. I'm like, I got an extra 2 seconds.
Do you trust the elevator? Like, how far do you trust the elevator that it's going to close when you put your arm in front of it?
Well, it's funny because we had one of these moments at Disney. The elevator was shutting, and my wife was pushing the baby in the stroller, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's shutting, and I'm like, oh, catch it. But I was insinuating to her, and just push the baby in between. And just the horror that she looked at me like, are you serious? And I was like,
use the baby
cart. It made me think
to open up the door. Like,
yeah, it made me think like
that
probably would have been a bad idea. Cause like, what if that doesn't,
right? Trusted technology way too much on that one.
Yeah. It was like, what if you just put it in there and the sensor doesn't work?
What did she say?
Oh, she was just like, no. I was like, well, now we got to wait.
Now we got to Brian Hall.
It's like, this sucks.
What would you say your level of trust on simple things like the door opening, sticking your arm in the elevator like right before it's about to shut and you want to like open it back up? Like, what's
I probably push the limit a little too hard sometimes. I'm one of those guys that like, oh, if I can get it in there in time, it'll open
oh,
up again. The thought never crosses my mind like, oh, this door is just going to crush my hand here in a
like
second.
The sensor might not catch it. So sometimes you think like you just assume the sensor is going to catch it.
I just assume. Yeah. I mean, I honestly don't even get scared. I'm like, ah, yeah. And then because that's what I'm saying, the thought never crosses my mind. Like, oh man, if this sensor doesn't catch my hand, I could get crushed.
I mean, it's time for us to start trusting elevators, right?
No.
I mean, have you heard of somebody's hand getting crushed? And then
you get on an elevator with me daily. You know that I don't trust an elevator.
Let me get to the phone lines. Ross, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, my man.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I totally feel Steve on the elevator thing. Every time not so much when I get on, but when I get off, I make sure it's like I'm out there. Like, when it's my time to go, well, there ain't no hesitation, like tagging peekaboo in and out of the elevator. I'm either in or I'm out. Like, I'm not getting cut in half. I mean, that's just not going to happen. So, but man, the real reason I'm calling is that I wanted to say that I was glad to hear Darren's voice, because there's been a lot of time over the past year to think about people, you know, just a lot of people just pop in and out of your head. And Darren was one of those guys that popped in my head, over this time. I just been wondering how he was doing, because everybody that listens knows that Darren calls from the glorious banks of Nolan Lake, and he's black and red till he's dead. So I was glad to hear from him. So hope he's doing well. It sounded like he had a pretty good dunk last night. If we're gonna go full circle, I don't know. I didn't get to hear LSL last night, but I might have to go listen to it. But Darren, don't sweat it, brother. it happens, and you're not the only one that's been frustrated. And it's a good thing we got Steve and Marcus to be toting the line to just keep the pro U of L positivity going. And, you know, just they're never going to quit. So, anyways, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm going to go wash this Jeep and take the top off. Let's go. Go Cards, go Kroger.
Appreciate the call.
Did I see Butch's name pop up on the call line yesterday?
Yeah, he called in. He was on hold for like a couple minutes, and then I think we just... on our show.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of when we were... Up.
Yeah.
We were in deep conversation about the Dino Gaudio stuff, and you guys were trying to make a point, and he sat there for a little while, and he was like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go.
Okay, I didn't notice. Sorry about that, Butch.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right. But I'm glad we did see him. I'm glad he's okay.
I hadn't heard from him in a long time, so.
Right?
Yeah. But, of course, I figured we have a little extortion.
Pop up today, yeah.
There's Butch. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Hey, guys, just going to see how everything was going. Everything fine?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Man, I'm glad we got a chance to clean our plates today, man.
Today was a good pause day, kind of like, let's all take a break.
Get a good reset today.
It was good. It was good.
Yesterday was emotional. As always, 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line. YouTube channel made for the Ville. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.